Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll read verses 1 through 5a. But if you would, let us stand together. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Is that a great testimony or what? Yeah. We should all desire to be a servant of Jesus Christ. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Dear Heavenly Father, may our faith stand strong in this world today. Lord, help us to be obedient to the call. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. 500 years ago this Tuesday, in the midst of turmoil with the Roman Catholic Church, Martin Luther nailed his thesis of 95 thoughts on a castle door in Wittenberg, Germany. Many Christians chose to die for the sake of the gospel rather than to accept the false teachings of Roman Catholicism. 5 main thoughts drove a wedge between Bible believers and those that used religion to control the people. These 5 thoughts are just as important today: by grace alone, by faith alone, by scripture alone, by Christ alone, glory to God alone. Number 1, and I do not know Latin, but I will try to say this: sola gratia, by grace alone. Grace alone is at the heart of the Christian life. It occupies a fundamental position in the truth we confess and the lives we live in Christ. As Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, our world is corrupt and broken due to the influence of the devil who seeks to deceive and devour. If you would please quickly turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And may I make it clear to you that we believe in grace alone, God's grace, and faith alone, our faith. And make it very clear that salvation is fully through Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, that we cannot work our way to heaven, that God demanded a holy sacrifice, and Jesus Christ was that sacrifice. And it says in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, and you hath he quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. The book of Romans tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Here in verse 2 it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. May I say this, If one has accepted Christ as their Savior, they are not perfect, but they are forgiven. I accepted the Lord as my Savior as a young boy, and I will admit that since that time I have sinned. But at the time I accepted Christ as my Savior, all my sins were future, and Jesus died for me to cover my sin. In spite of this, in spite of our sinful nature, God demonstrated grace towards us. Notice verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? The gift of God. Do you work for a gift? You do not work for a gift. A gift is free. But you must accept the gift. You must accept it. You must reach out and take it. And it says in verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. God's grace saves us, sustains us, and helps us endure. I believe we cannot face the pressures, difficulties, and burdens of a broken world and be victorious outside of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, as I said in Sunday school, the reason we have such turmoil in our world today is they do not have the knowledge of the grace of God. There are too many religions that talk about working your way to heaven. May I say this? Satan's desire is to confuse us. God has a plan, and Satan says, I'll counterfeit it. I will give you other plans. But there's still only one plan, and that is through Jesus Christ. Latin, number 2, sola fide. By faith alone. The call of the Reformation, the just shall live by what? Faith. The just shall live by faith and by faith alone. The Catholic Church taught that faith, though essential, was not sufficient for salvation. Works were also needed. However, groups like the Anabaptists and the Reformers boldly pronounced that faith alone saves. As we read, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. God's grace and our faith. And how important it is that we remember the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Number 3, sola scriptura, or by scripture alone. The conflict between the Reformers and the Catholic Church dealt with the authority in the Christian life. Rome taught that the Christian's authority was in the church's tradition and teaching, and then also the Bible. We believe it is the Bible. And it's the Bible that is important. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In doctrine, in the principles by which we live. For reproof, which means to rebuke those that are living wrong. For correction, making right, and for instruction in righteousness or for training. How important it is that we are following the words of the scriptures. Number 4, solus Christus, by Christ alone. If I were to say to you, was Jesus God? your response should be yes. He was God the Son. In other words, God the Son was sent to die by God the Father. For a sacrifice had to be given. And Christ alone is that sacrifice. Salvation comes only by and through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way. He did not say, I am a way. No, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me, is what Jesus said. He made it very clear, because there are those who say you can get there another way or other ways, but there is only one way. Hebrews 13:12 says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, covered by the blood of Christ. Peter tells us in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby he must be saved. We are saved fully through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5-6. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. He paid the price. He paid the price. Now, in a little bit, we're going to go downstairs and eat. Now, don't say, Pastor Paul, don't go down any rabbit trails because we want to go eat. Well, I'm going down this rabbit trail. The food that's down there, did it just suddenly appear in the night? Hello? No. Some of you, you went to the store and you purchased the food, correct? And you brought it home and you put it together and you've brought it this morning. Thank you very much. Did you pay the price? You did, didn't you? You paid the price so that we can eat later on. And it's so good that you paid the price because I'm looking forward to it. But how about your salvation? The Bible clearly tells us that we're all sinners and that we need a Savior. And Jesus Christ is the Savior. And he paid the price. He paid the full price. He didn't pay part of the price and expect you to make up the rest. He paid the price. And I'm glad that he did. And may I say this, he didn't go to some discount store. He didn't go to Dollar General. He didn't go to one of the less expensive places. He paid full price. And our salvation is priceless. Priceless. Don't ever forget that. Because it's by Christ alone that we can have salvation. He died for us. Matthew 20:28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom. He died that he would pay the price of our ransom. Romans 5:8-9, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But when Adam sinned, man was then put in a position that he could join Satan in hell. And may I say this, Satan wants you to join him in hell. But the Lord provided a way of salvation. And Jesus Christ was that way to save us from the wrath of hell. Jesus Christ is the message we preach. Jesus Christ is the center of the Christian life. And the devil's desire is for us to dilute the message of Christ. To dilute it. To say that he can only do part of it. Or that we are good enough in ourselves. You're gods, after all. Isn't that what some people teach us today? Lies. The truth is that Jesus is the way. Glory to God alone. Christians are to proclaim and live for God's glory. Take your Bibles, and if you would, and turn to the book of Psalms 138. Psalm 138, and we're going to read the first six verses. Psalm 138. And it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Creation declares the glory of God. So then what does the evolutionist do? He removes the glory, doesn't he? He says that God is not important, and yet the heavens declare his glory. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. We do not come close to understanding God. Isaiah 48, 12 and 13. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. My hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. My right hand hath spanned the heavens. How big is our universe? It's mammoth. And yet God's right hand hath spanned the heavens. If you would, quickly, John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. John chapter 1. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. We are to bring glory to God. John chapter 1, we'll begin reading at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And what is the greatest of the blessings? That we can know Jesus Christ as our Savior. 1 Corinthians 10:31. If you were to read a newsletter from Mark Rogers, who will be with us next October, this Sunday. You say, well, what do you mean this Sunday? Well, the last Sunday of October, next year. Mark Rogers will be with us as we celebrate the church's 62nd anniversary. But if you read his newsletter, he always has this verse on his newsletter. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink, we're going to be doing that shortly, aren't we? Or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Kevin Carson writes, all fruit of righteousness is produced through Jesus Christ for the glory of God the Father. Shall we stand together? I do not know your spiritual condition, but if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, we would love to give you the opportunity to come this morning and to get things right with the Lord, to ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to come and live within you. If you have accepted Christ as your Savior, you need to make sure that your life is bringing glory to the Lord. Maybe you'd like to come and pray and just ask the Lord to use you in your daily walk for His honor and glory. You can come to the altar and pray by yourself, or you can ask for someone to pray with you. You can come and sit on the front pew if you'd like. Come and get things right. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this invitation time, we ask, Lord, now that the Spirit would move, that He would touch hearts, that, Lord, today that one that is closest hell could get saved. Lord, we ask that your name would be honored and glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen.